can't believe you just did that. Lady Cersei is an established landowner in Alcyon and of great importance to this kingdom and the council. You can't just overrule her and storm after your bedchamber like a petulant child. Yes, I'm allowed to come in. As your captain, your safety is my priority, and right now I'm saving you from making any more stupid decisions, like the one you just have made. Look at me. You can't just storm off, especially not because you're tired. Think of what will come of this. Yes, I understand that she was in the wrong to expand into our territory without our consent, but you could have let her rant a little bit longer, handled her complaints with more delicacy and tact. Governing is not just about making decisions, but handling them, delivering them with grace. She does often go on long-winded speeches to the council, yes, but you're right. It would have ended the same way. Wait. You don't look very well. Are you ill? What is it? It's clearly not nothing. Your eyes are swollen. Prince, have you been crying? Oh, stop that. Like I said, it's my job to protect you. I'm not so useful against diseases, but I can swing my sword well enough and talk. So, if you aren't ill, speak up. What is wrong? Am I disappointed in you? Since when did you ever give a damn about what I thought? No, don't back away. Just listen. I know you're tired of all the meetings and protocol, but you are a ruler. You're going to have to deal with stress, even if it's created by petty scrabbles over scraps of land. It can be draining to feel empathy for every town person, noble and guest, especially after long hours of meetings and formalities. Yes, or what did you call it earlier? Useless filibustering. It's funny. Your father would say similar things in private. He had no love for the games of the court, but he did have a very deep love for his people. A love that I can see growing in you. You have grown a lot in these past months, my prince, since we first stumbled upon each other at the city outskirts. Surely you've noticed how the people adore you. Yes, really. They say you're a breath of fresh air in the stuffy old halls, that you have fire and spirit. Although, I would just call it being a royal brat. But it seems we may make a king of you yet. What are you looking at me like that? Yes, like that. Like I've grown horns and a tail. I can be kind. You just don't warrant it very often. Ow, hey, don't hit me. It's improper. I suppose I'm rather close, yes. I don't think you mind it, though, do you? Are you remembering the last time we were alone and this close, my prince? It was several months past, but I have not forgotten. Oh, don't be coy. As I recall, you started it. Started this, whatever this is. And I said it wasn't over. Did I have my revenge? Tell me, my prince. Would you like to be taught another lesson today? Well, I can't claim you. Only a queen or a consort can do that, but I can make you ride in pleasure like any pigs and man might. That will take some of the stress of that crone ride that off. Speaking of, the crone can be very heavy. Would you like me to slide it off for a while? Your Highness. Well then, let me take it out for you. You are not the future king with me, understand? Good. Mm. 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 any idea how torturous it is to see you sitting on that throne with your legs spread and know I've been between them. No one in that throne room knows how filthy their benevolent ruler is on the inside. But by the time I'm finished, I want you loud enough that half the kingdom will know. Strip your clothes. Do it. You wanted to relieve the stress of the crown? Then right now, you're not a prince. You're not even royalty. You are just a man. Why so flushed, my lord? Realizing the dark can't save you now? Don't you dare hide yourself from me. I want to drink the Sidon. Come on. Let me press you against me. Do you feel it? How aroused I am to defile my king's heir. What madness have you instilled in me? I can't stop thinking how it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense how you're such a prim and proper man, and yet you already slip your hands in my pants and touch me like a hungry wild beast. Who said you could, huh? Or that you could bite your lip just like that? I think you need to be taught some damn manners. Get on the bed. God, that look in your eyes as I remove my sword belt. Do you see something you like, my lord? Now, give me your wrists. I have your hands pinned above your own goddamn bed, and your body still is rebelling. Grinding against my thigh between your legs. As if you can't steal that pleasure. Your pleasure is mine to give. Now stop. Stop squirming. Stop squirming and look at me. If you don't behave, I drag this out until you can't take it anymore. Now he listens. Keep your wrist above your head. Don't move them until I say. Understand me? Good boy. Oh, your neck is so soft. I can hear your breathing skip when my teeth grease your ear, darling. Are you that penned up? You write so deliciously when my palm brush around your chest and up your inner thighs, so close to know where you want it, but not quiet. This is how I'm going to extract my revenge. By teasing you until you feel how I felt every day since that one in that damn closet. Unraveling you until you forgot everything. Until you're begging me to let you release. Starting with this chest. Oh, nipples hot already, my lord. I barely started. It tastes so sweet from being so filthy and needy inside. These calloused hands may be trained for battle, but they have their other uses. Like running over your still soft curves. Ah, does it frustrate you? I can hear those sounds, you're stifling. Keep your hands right, we're like a good boy. And tell me, what is it that you want? Do you want me to twist your nipple and pull like this? Or to grab your hip like this and grind myself over that needy spot in your pants, my lord? Or maybe you want... what was that? You want my mouth? Very well then. Let me slide those pants off. Beautiful. Now, without your crown, as a knight, I outrank you. You should be asking me, ma'am, can you use your mouth to please my needy cock? If you ask it nicely enough, and I might even let you touch me. Go on. Oh, there's a boy. Speak up now. Very good. Spread your legs a bit wider. So very pretty. You splayed out for me like this. The smooth skin of your thighs. Just begging me to kiss them and mark them. And this hard cock, so swollen for me. What's that? Oh, you need to touch me. Well, our fiery air is so very amicable and polite now. You may. So hard for me already. I'm dripping. How long I wanted to do this. Perhaps we aren't on your throne, but this will do. I can feel you aching and your hips bugging. Struggle all you want against my firm grip, my prince. I will not rush this. I want to savor you. Oh, how you gasp when I flick my tongue across your tip. Pulling my hair and moaning so out of control. I can feel the heat radiating from you. I wonder if you're as hot on the inside. Oh, fuck. You're gripping my fingers so tightly. And you're twitching so bad. Perhaps what you said about your inexperience is true then. Just relax your mind, my prince. Your body knows what it wants. I can see you throbbing and twitching. Want more of my mouth, huh? Oh, was that a please, ma'am? Oh, so obedient for me. It's almost too bad. Your poor swollen tip doesn't know what to do with such pleasure. I can feel your pulse in my hand. Racing. Take another finger. Nice and slow. There's a good boy. Hearing you moan so openly. With your eyes in a daze, as you watch me bring to the edge, with only my mouth and my fingers, you're just too sinfully seductive to be a noble, your highness. Tell me, do you like being fucked on my fingers and with my mouth? How I hold you down, rub that spot inside of you, over and over, stretching you a little more open each time, while my tongue flips up and down your tip. My mouth reaching down, taking all of you in my mouth. You can't deny it. You act polite and dignified in public, but I know deep down this is what you are hoping for, to be claimed and made to come helplessly. There we go. Now you're being more honest. You moan some music to my ears, Your Majesty. That was a big squeeze. Are you going to come in front of me, Your Highness? Come in my mouth like the dirty boy you are. I thought I would make you wait, but your shuddering is driving me absolutely crazy. Oh, don't fight it. I want to see it. I want to see come. Come for your night. Oh.
can already taste your precum. Give me all of it. Give it to me. Come for me. You are magnificent. Oh, have I finally rendered our highness speechless? I thought I would never see the day. Come here. Hush. I know I'm still aroused, but give yourself a minute. You're not in any condition to attempt to take care of it. I am not a mother hen. Don't mistake this moment of kindness for weakness, my lord. I still be knocking your royal ass to the ground at draining tomorrow. If you're that concerned, rest now, and perhaps in a few minutes we will recap your first lesson. Yes, I can stay. I should perhaps leave before dawn, though. It might cause quite a stir when your servants come in. Don't say things like you don't care, my prince. You must. But I won't deny I'm pleased that you wish me to remain. Rest your eyes. I will be here. When you call for my aid, I will come. I serve you. Not just to kill your enemies, but also to soothe your worries and fears. Call me, and I will be here for you. That is my promise. A knight to her king. Rest now.